الله أكبر 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 عدد ما صام صائم وأفطر الله أكبر عدد ما ذكر ذاكر وكبر الله أكبر عدد ما حمد حامد وشكر الله أكبر عدد ما تاب تائب واستغفر الله أكبر عدد ما ارتفعت من دعوات الله أكبر عدد ما قرئت بسورة أو تليت الآيات إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله. You are gathered here in this beautiful hall to commemorate this great occasion of Eid al-Fitr with the billions of Muslims throughout the world. And on this occasion, we know that it is important for us to say the takbir. We start off when the Ramadan of Ramadan ends. We start off right then and there, making takbir wherever we can, in our cars, in our homes, when we are shopping. It is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, when we come to the prayer, before starting it, we say the takbirat of Eid that we are all familiar with. And in the Eid prayer itself, we add an additional 7 takbirat in the first rak'ah, an additional 5 in the second one as well. And it is also sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when the person begins the khutbah, the first khutbah has 9 takbirat and the second one has an additional 7. And we ask ourselves, why are we praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way? And this is directly mentioned in the Quran, wherein Allah says, وَلِتُكْمِنُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That the month of Ramadan is a set number of days, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, a set number of days. And once you have completed that term, then make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this takbir for? It is for the fact that He has guided you to follow Islam. He has allowed you to practice the month of Ramadan and fast therein and gain the rewards of fasting this blessed month. So we make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is saying Allahu Akbar, they are acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything. The grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything. In the month of Ramadan, for many of us, we were studying or we were working. And despite the fact that these days were difficult, we fasted these days and we said Allahu Akbar. However important these things are, my worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than this. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than my hunger. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than my thirst. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than my sleep. Many of us were sleep deprived in this month, and that is what it means to say وَلِتُكْبِرُ عِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And the greatest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us before anything else is the fact that He has granted us to become Muslims. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not guide us to this, we would never have been guided. The month of Ramadan for Muslims in many senses is a representation of our life here in the dunya. Because a person, if they find themselves in the month of Ramadan, they are fasting from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, or until the time of the sun setting. And similarly, a person would fast the entire month, and they would have their major iftar on the day of Eid al-Fitr, which is today. The minor one at the end of the day, during the days of Ramadan, when you take that first date, and you take that first sip of water. And the major one, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the major iftar. And in these days, we are abstaining from eating and drinking. And if you look at it for ourselves as Muslims, when we get into Jannah, we are abstaining from those things in the dunya which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dunya, this dunya is a prison for the believer and a Jannah for the disbeliever. So we abstain from things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with. And when we get to Jannah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us another type of feast, where He will tell us, "Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyam al-khaliyah." Eat and drink as a reward for what you should do in the days gone past. So in many senses, the month of Ramadan is a representation of our existence as Muslims in this dunya. Similarly,
The days of Ramadan, they came and they went. How many of us can remember the fact that it was the first day of Ramadan and now we find ourselves already at the end? Ayyamun ma'dudat. And similar will be our life as well. As Allah SWT says in the Quran, كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ, it will be like a blink of an eye. Many of us can remember a time in which we were receiving Eid gifts. And before we knew it, we are the ones that are now giving Eid gifts to our children and to our grandchildren. In a blink of an eye, it will be over. So let's try to do as good as we can before before our life ends. Let's try to do as much as good as we can in this dunya. Another point as well is that in the month of Ramadan, Allah SWT says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You want to be a person that achieves the quality of appreciating the ni'mah and the bounties of Allah SWT. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصِيهَا. And for many of us this morning, we might have had the inclination to eat breakfast for the first time in a whole month. And when we took this breakfast for the first time, perhaps some of us were second guessing, are we fasting or not? And when we took this to our mouth, we realized actually we can eat today. And we ate it, and how much more enjoyable was it in that moment? A lot of times we don't appreciate these small blessings that Allah SWT has given us throughout the day. And that is one of the great blessings that we gain in the month of Ramadan. The final point of address that we'll mention in today's khutbah is that as Muslims, let us not be cultural Muslims. In the sense that the days of Eid, we come and we celebrate. And we don't actually understand what it means to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you found yourself actually having fasted this month, and nobody else saw that you fasted, this is a proof of your Islam. Because you did this solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not one that is simply cultural Muslim, that might enjoy the day of Eid, but you fit the definition of a Muslim, that you submitted yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those individuals, that as it is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرٍ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدِ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. For the fasting person are two moments of extreme joy. One moment of joy is that moment in which they break their fast. When you break your fast, you take that first date, a moment of joy. And another moment of joy on the day of Eid al-Fitr. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرٍ. Enjoy this day. And the other moment of joy when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great deed that you have done throughout this month. وَفَرْحَةً عِنْدِ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي فرض على عباده الصيام وجعله مطهرا للنفوس من الذنوب والآثام. أحمده أبدل حمد وأكمله وزكاه وأشمله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الواحد الغفار وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى المختار صلى الله وسلم عليه وزاده فضله وشرفه العظيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوصيكم وأولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وكل أعمال صالحة في شهر رمضان. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الفائزين واجعلنا من الصائمين واجعلنا من الذين يدخلون الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعيد مبارك.